to China and the story of artist Ai Weiwei. After 3 months in custody, he was arrested April 3rd, although the particulars are not terribly well known. Chinese artist and social activist Ai Weiwei was released yesterday on bail from a Chinese prison. That we know. He's actually spoken, you've heard his voice on this program, actually hanging up on the BBC, where he conveyed that under the circumstances of his release, he's not allowed to say anything. Joining us now is Melissa Chu, who's director of the Asia Society Museum in New York, an institution that's worked very closely with the friends and relatives of Ai Weiwei to try to monitor his progress and to secure his release. Melissa, first of all, your reaction.
Well, I think it's one of cautious relief. I think it came unexpectedly. Nobody really was given any warning that this would happen. We're all, however, very pleased. There were some concerns for Ai Weiwei's health as he needs daily medication. So I think that this is actually a positive thing for everyone all around.
Ai Weiwei's art began very playfully, but it has evolved into being a playful yet a very confrontational kind of approach to authority all over the world, but especially in China. Can you encapsulate the Ai Weiwei artistic mission here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that I've always actually thought of Ai Weiwei as a bit of a bad boy of the Chinese art scene. He really began at the very originary moment of when Chinese contemporary art was born in 1979 with he participated in an exhibition in Beijing with the Stars Group. It was an unofficial show, and just coming out of the Cultural Revolution, a band of young artists showed their work by hanging it on the fence outside in a park outside and opposite the National Art Museum in Beijing. The works were taken down, and then there was a subsequent protest. So from the very beginning, Ai Weiwei was one who was involved in the early kind of forms of contemporary art in China. He then left China and came to New York. In fact, he studied at Parsons, stayed here for a decade. And then when he returned to China in 1993, he actually played a very important kind of mentoring role for a whole group of young, very active performance artists. And they ended up calling their village Beijing's East Village, which was really a reference to New York because Ai Weiwei came back with stories about New York's East Village where he lived. I think that if anything, if you needed to encapsulate his work, it's really as an agent provocateur.
Right.
That his work as an artist, as a curator, as a publisher, and even more recently as an architect and political activist, he really has always wanted to push the boundaries, whether in the early days it was with the authorities and exhibiting his work, to curating exhibitions that had very tough works which were using even corpses and animal parts and things like that. And the exhibition was, of course, shut down in 2000. So, I mean,
but
I
he's also the designer of that Bird Nest Stadium for the 2008 Olympics, as well as being a critic of the Chinese Communist Party. Do you think you'll be in touch with him before we go? Just a few seconds.
Let's see. I mean, he's come out of his studio and made a couple of statements to the media. We have an exhibition opening next week, and we'll certainly be in touch to see how he is.
The release of Ai Weiwei from China, that's Melissa Chu, director of the Asia Society Museum in New York. Thanks so much, Melissa.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.